The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Growing up as a kid of the 60s and 70s, I used to love running to answer the phone. In our world, we had a wall phone, one of those rotary dial wall phones, and so the phone would ring, you'd run to the kitchen, you'd answer it. Of course, it was never for you as a kid, but you were excited to pretend, I guess, to be an adult. Now, as we've gotten older and our phone is in our pocket all the time, answering the phone isn't quite fun anymore. But now, do you ever answer the phone? Sure, I'll answer the phone if my wife calls, if it's somebody who's in my contacts list, whose name comes up on my phone. If not, I won't answer it. Because sadly, I just heard something on the news the other night that within the next few years, 50% of the phone calls we receive on our cell phone are going to be spam, are going to be robocalls, are going to be junk. Yeah, I get like 4 or 5 a day from numbers that, well, look familiar. They're Nashville numbers, but I know they're spoof numbers. I know they're not real. I know it's junk because I spend more time blocking and reporting these calls, so hopefully they go away. But of course, we all know they never do. I don't mind talking on the telephone, but now, much like everybody else, I just avoid it and send it to voicemail.